Hey y'all, Zach McDonald, your real estate agent with Real Property Associates, and this is my Seattle Real Estate Market Watch for April 23rd, 2024. Well, the weather is certainly heating up here in Seattle. It's about 70 degrees out today, which I love that weather. It's, this time of year is the time of year that makes you want to live in Seattle. You've got the trees blooming, aside from the pollen, maybe. I think this is when you're thinking, man, this is such a beautiful place to live. And it's the reminder for those that have lived here, like me, for my entire life, why I continue to live here. It's just a beautiful place to be. And as I'm thinking about the weather and the spring, it's typically when we're talking about the housing market heating up, your house looking its best, the yard's looking beautiful. So just like I would expect, we're seeing more houses coming on the market here in Seattle and the surrounding suburbs in King and Snohomish County. Now, as we're looking at the data here, just a reminder that each week we look at the King and Snohomish County residential data. So it's a 7-day snapshot here in these Seattle market watches. It's not based on Seattle itself. It's based on the Seattle region. And we do the monthly updates. So if you're new to the channel, we talk about the market on a monthly basis and also on a weekly basis. And so that's what we're doing here today. Now, if we do a quick look back from this week to last week, we saw a jump in listings from 718 new listings from 503 last week. So we saw quite a big jump or uptick in the new listing activity. Again, it is spring. The sun's out, the flowers are blooming, and this is the time of year where people are thinking, let's get my house on the market. And some of that is just because somebody's told them that's when they should sell their house. And historically speaking, we do see prices tend to be at their highest this time of year. Part of me thinks the data's skewed, though, because you tend to have some of the nicer houses also listed this time of year, and those bigger price points pull the averages and the medians up. But overall, in a historical year, the spring, early summer is usually when you see the highest prices during the year. So we're starting to see those houses coming on the market. I think a big reason, though, that we see prices higher this time of year is because we have a lower amount of inventory or new listings during the winter months. So then by the time you get to the spring, you don't have as many houses available and there's more competition for the houses that are on the market. Whereas if you get towards the end of the summer, typically there are more houses available and that then causes less competition, right? Less upward pressure on the prices. I think that's the big difference between earlier spring and beginning of summer versus later summer is you just have more supply available of homes. As we're looking though at the listings, so we had 193 price reductions. So as much as we've been talking about over the past few months about how the market is heating up, that home prices are going up, which they are, and the market is heating up, we still had 193 homes that had price reductions. So out of 718 new listings, there were also 193 houses that were priced a little bit too high to start with. And we also saw 53 price increases. So these are always interesting to me, but a lot of them are, and I saw this on a new construction listing where they sold the other house for more than asking price and they adjusted the other one thinking, man, I don't want to sell this one under value, right? And you see that sometimes with a house that sells, maybe it has multiple offers and an inspection contingency or it falls through for some reason. When that house comes off the market at a higher price than when they put it back on, some sellers want to, well, I don't want to sell it for less. So then they adjust the price. Contingent sales, we've continued to see contingent sales. We saw 12 this last week, not a huge number given there were 718 listings and 815 pending sales, which is about the same as the week before. So again, not a huge percentage of the sales are contingent, very, very small percentage, but still homes that are sitting on the market, maybe considering a, what we talked about earlier, a price reduction, would take an offer contingent if they could still get their asking price. Maybe they're willing to risk it, right? So pending sales staying about the same, 815 versus 814. The listings sold, 634 sales versus 541 last week. So we're still seeing homes selling and a little bit less than the new listing inventory, but pretty close. And overall, I mean, we're seeing most of the homes sitting on the market for a week or two max. The averages have been trending down over the past few months, and the median for King and Snohomish County has been in the 6 to 10 day range for a little bit now. So the average is lowering, which just means everything's getting closer to that median. Overall, though, I think the housing market's doing pretty well given that rates haven't dropped yet. Rates have been hovering around 7, and they recently, over the past couple of weeks, have actually been going up. So we're now hovering, and this is Mortgage News Daily's survey. So every day they do a survey, 7.38 was the rate here today, 4.23. And according to their marketing, it's right around 5-month highs. And earlier in the year, we saw rates in the 6.75 range or even a little bit lower. They've trended up. A lot of that has had to do with the inflationary data. And if you've been following along with these updates, we talk about that. And we have talked about how the mortgage rates are very closely tied to the inflationary data. What is the expectation? Are we going to see inflation slowing down? Are we going to see a pullback in the Fed rate, which has been predicted? Are we going to see that, or is it going to continue to be put off into the future? Because when we start to see the positive inflationary data for a while, that's when we're going to see those rates coming down a little bit. And that's when we're going to see the mortgage rates essentially proactively adjusting themselves. And right now, the expectation is that they're going to stay for a little bit longer, which is why they've gone up. So that's priced in to the mortgage rates right now. But it also will adjust on the other side when the anticipation is the opposite, which we were seeing earlier in the year, that rates were going to start to come down. So are we going to see rates coming down? That's the big question everybody's asking and talking about. Maybe. I'm less confident now that rates are going to be coming down in 2024 than I was earlier in the year based on some of the new data, right? We always have to adjust our perspective and opinion based on the most recent data. I would say it seems like there's more cash in the market than people thought. People are spending again, while a lot of people are also hurting and struggling. So there's quite a vast dichotomy, I would say, in the market. But right now, the housing market is still responding and anticipating that things are going to be getting better. And as a result, even last month when I was doing the market update, home prices are up quite a bit in King and Snohomish County from the previous year and nearing record highs with rates still right around 7% or more. And what does that mean? That just means that when we start to see rates coming down, it's just going to add fuel to the fire. I think a lot of buyers were sitting on the sidelines and a lot of sellers were sitting on the sidelines because that meant they had to buy something else potentially. And I think people have been taking action this year. Some of them just accepting maybe the higher rates, others deciding that they're going to bet that rates are going to come down sooner rather than later. So if you're a buyer, someone thinking about buying in the Seattle area right now, expect competition. There are multiple offers in a lot of cases, not every case, but more often than not, there are multiple offers on properties in Seattle and the surrounding suburbs. If you're thinking about selling, there is a realistic expectation you might see some competition on your listing. But at the same time, we were just talking about how out of the new listings, you know, percentage-wise, there were 193 price reductions. So still a good quarter of the homes are seeing price reductions, at least if we rely on these numbers here. So there's no guarantee of multiple offers, but there are still more often than not homes selling above asking price. And that was the average in King and Snohomish County, homes selling above the asking price. So I hope this is valuable for you. If you made it to the end, I know it was. So if you want to follow along on a regular basis, please continue to tune in. If you want to subscribe, that would be amazing. And if you have questions about buying or selling real estate here in the greater Seattle area, I'd love to be a resource for you.